This is AM 1710 Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The AM 1710 Radio Magazine is brought to you by
United American Bank in Half Moon Bay. United American Bank, simply better banking. And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by the Thrift Store. The Thrift Store at 515 Kelly Avenue. The Thrift Store, helping seniors on the coastside.
And by Kibbles and Gifts. Kibbles and Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Dr. Ray Shepherd Dentistry. Dr. Ray Shepherd, where they bring your smile to life. And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by United American Bank, your friendly community bank. United American Bank, offering simply better banking in Half Moon Bay, San Mateo, and Redwood City. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Some of our listeners will remember the days when movie theaters would entice viewers with double features. And so we present, for your listening pleasure, two feature stories. We start with an interview with Robert Pickett, Artistic Director of the Half Moon Bay Shakespeare Company. He talks about their current production of The Tempest. We asked Robert if he was getting excited about the upcoming performance.
I am. Well, the second time in Carter Park, this is our first two performances, first two years were out at Cameron's. This last year we did A Midsummer Night's Dream in Carter Park, and then this year we're doing The Tempest in Carter Park. For our very first time, we're actually on the set 2 weeks prior to the actual opening. So that is making it very exciting because we're able to get down into the park and play with the space, have fun with the space, really get comfortable because we move in there like a gypsy caravan. We have all of our stuff down there. You know, we set up camp chairs and while they're waiting for the performance, it's like a little gypsy camp.
Now, this is actually the last of Shakespeare's plays.
It is said to be, yes. There's a lot of this controversy about whether it's the last one or if it was written prior to and only came out. But, yeah, most people think that it was definitely his last production.
Tell us a little bit about it for those of us who are not Shakespeare enthusiasts as far as really knowing the history of Shakespeare. So what is the gestalt of The Tempest?
Tempest is a story of deceit, redemption, love, and it takes place on an island in the Mediterranean, and the action occurs in one day. We start out with a storm, and the storm has been created by Prospero, who is the usurped Duke of Milan, and he has been sent to this island with his young daughter Miranda, who was a baby at the time, and they were exiled by his brother. So his brother usurped his position as the Duke of Milan and took it over. And then Prospero, somehow or other, becomes this incredible magician while he's on the island. And he, or maybe he was a little bit of a Harry Potter, you know, protege when he was a little kid. Who knows? Anyway, he's got magic. He knows how to use it. And one of the things that he finds out, I guess, is his brother, the Duke of Milan, the king of Naples, the king of Naples' son, the brother to the king, a couple of servants and other people are on a boat that is coming back from Tunis where the Duke of Naples has married off his daughter. So they all went there for a wedding. They're on their way back and he creates this storm and then they shipwreck on his island. And now and then he exacts his revenge on them all.
Okay. Film at 11. Huh?
Yeah. There's a love story in between. There's the Duke of or the King of Naples' son, Ferdinand. And then there's Miranda, who has only had two men in her life. One of those is her father, and the other is a monster that lives on the island named Caliban, who is the offspring of a witch. And he lives on the island, and Prospero has somehow or other gotten him under his control, under Prospero's control. He also has his own little servant, fairy servant called Ariel, does his bidding, and who creates the storm, actually, that they all shipwreck it.
Now, for those who have followed some of the Shakespeare performances, some of the people that have played before are coming back again. We were talking about that prior to sitting down for the interview. Tell us a little bit about some of the people that will be coming back for this particular performance.
Well, this particular performance of The Tempest, I am not directing this year. We had decided way back when we did Midsummer last year that Paul Smith, who has been a steadfast warrior with the Half Moon Bay Shakespeare, who's been there since the inception. He played Grumio in The Taming of the Shrew, Polonius in Hamlet, and then last year he was Aegeus, one other character whose name I cannot remember right now. But anyway, he has been with the company since the beginning and has served us well in many, many capacities. This year he is directing The Tempest. So he's one of our returners. Julia Tholog, who plays Ariel, was originally seen as Ophelia in Hamlet, our production of Hamlet, and then last year was Helena in A Midsummer Night's Dream. Some of the other cast members who are returning are Rob Hedges, who was last year in A Midsummer Night's Dream, and I'm trying to think who else. I'm on the spot right now. I don't have everybody in front of me, but there are a few more that are from the area, and then we also have people who are coming as far as Oakland to rehearse. Prospero comes from Oakland area.
Tempest will actually start the evening of August 28th and run through the evening of September 13th. Are tickets required ahead of time, or can people buy them when they actually show up at the park? How's that work?
They can. Cash. We prefer cash at the box office if they decide not to get their tickets ahead of time, but they can purchase tickets online at our website at hmbshakespeare.org, or they can go to Cliffside Books on Main Street and pick up an actual ticket that they will have in their hand when they arrive.
And the cost of the tickets are?
They're $20 for adults, $15 for seniors and students, and children under 12 are free.
Now, the Shakespeare Company began how many years ago?
We're in our fourth season, so it was basically 3 years ago that we started out at Cameron's with The Taming of the Shrew.
Now, of all of the plays that Shakespeare did, obviously, some of them, the names would have more recognition than others. If you were to rate The Tempest as far as the different plays that Shakespeare created, how would this rate on the chart?
The Tempest has done a lot. The Tempest also has been made into movies. There have been a lot of Tempest-themed movies that have been out there. And just recently, the most current was Julie Taymor's production of The Tempest, which starred Helen Mirren as Prospera. Lots of other well-known actors. Russell Brand played someone in there, Alfred Molina. Lots of other really great actors were in that production. But The Tempest would probably be in the mid-range of popular plays. There are, of course, you know, the ones that are the most familiar, Romeo and Juliet, Hamlet, Macbeth. And The Tempest gets done on a pretty regular basis, you know, with up there probably with Much Ado and those, you know, other plays like that.
Well, I was there last year when you had your performance. It was year number one for the part. Wasn't it last year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. First year
and
in the park last year.
It was a delightful setting, of course. I mean, it's a good time of the year weather-wise.
Yes.
You know, we're coming into our Indian summer.
We're having some beautiful weather right
some
now.
Some of our best weather occurs around this time of the year.
Yeah.
And it's a nice place to sit down and relax, bring something to a little libation. And, of course, you have things there, too, that people
we
can
do.
Can
we have a concession, and we also serve wine. We really do encourage people to bring their picnics. The show starts at 6. This year's show is going to be pretty short on the short side. We'll be out of there a little bit after 8. So there's still time to go eat dinner somewhere on Main Street. There's still time to do whatever you need to do in the evening. So it's not a late night at the theater, and there's plenty of time to go do something afterwards. The gates will open at 5. So if people want to come down and picnic, set up picnics, we actually have a contest each year. So whoever has the best layout on that, we take pictures and then we vote on it. We'll be announcing in probably in about a week the winners of last year's best picnic layout. Anyway, so we encourage people to come down there and just make a show of it, you know, have fun.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, and thank you for coming in and sharing this with us.
Thank you, Jim.
Robert Pickett, Artistic Director of the Half Moon Bay Shakespeare Company, with a preview of their newest production, The Tempest. Our second feature story is courtesy of KHMB reporter Peter Finch. Surfing is a popular coastside sport, and Peter recently attended a surfing camp.
It was a sunny, beautiful morning along the San Mateo County coast last week as about a dozen kids with autism and other special needs took to the water in Half Moon Bay for a surf camp. These camps happen a couple of times a year thanks largely to the efforts of two people. One is Joel Dunlap, executive director and co-founder of Square Peg Foundation, a nearby horse rescue adaptive riding center.
About 4 years ago, a friend of ours, Rupert Isaacson, who founded the Horse Boy method of working with people on the spectrum using horses, sat me down in a coffee shop in Half Moon Bay and said, I think everything we're doing with horses, with movement and nature, I think we can do it with surfing, but I don't know any surfers. And I giggled and I said, I live in Half Moon Bay. Let me make a phone call.
The call Joel made was to Rocky Rayner, co-founder of the Half Moon Bay Surf Club.
Good old Joel of Square Pegs asked me to have coffee with her one morning. And the next thing I knew, I was doing autism camps, and I didn't know anything about autism camps and doing these sort of things. So I had a friend on the East Coast who did them, and he flew out here and taught me how to do this, and we've been doing it ever since.
Start taking the kids down, all the way down the end and out.
I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
Rocky gets the kids and teenagers from the surf club to help out with the camp. Several of his volunteers have later checked in with Rocky to tell him what an impact introducing the autistic kids to the ocean had on them, though it can be challenging at times.
The hard part is getting them in the wetsuits. Once they get in the water, they're great. They have so much fun, and the smiles on their faces are awesome.
Helping lead 7-year-old Milan Scoble to the water this day was his dad, Robert Scoble. He liked how it was going so far.
Yeah, I'm actually extraordinarily happy. He usually doesn't like putting things on his body, and he's already in the wetsuit, so that's a good sign.
A volunteer gets Milan into the water with the old jumping over the wave game.
Okay, here it comes. Ready?
Taking Milan a little further into the surf was Joel Dunlap's husband, Darius. He was getting a kick out of Milan's reaction to the water.
He's awesome. He loves it. Don't you, Milan? You want to go again?
Yes!
Robert Scoble couldn't have been happier with how things were going with his son.
It's so cool. For people who don't have autistic children, you don't know how unpredictable they can be sometimes, particularly when it comes to things on their skin, because it's a sensory overload issue. And he's gotten violently mad at me for just putting a bracelet on him at a theme park, and for him to get a sweatsuit on and get in there with Darius is just awesome.
High five!
Uh-oh, he's watching the waves. He's not paying attention to you, Dad.
Joel Dunlap of the Square Peg Foundation knew she'd be bone tired at the end of the day, but she didn't care.
Oh my gosh, it's just so much fun. So much fun, and so many smiles from the kids and the families. Letting the families sit up on the beach and just watch their kids be attended to and accepted and loved and just played with. It's pretty cool.
For Rocky Rayner with the Half Moon Bay Surf Club, Autism Surf Camp has become something he really looks forward to.
I never thought that this was going to change my life like it did. I mean, this having been around these kids and watching these families having to work so hard and to give their families a day off and to have fun, that makes me get up in the morning.
Nearby, Milan Scoble's mom, Miriam, was beaming.
And he's just having such a great time. I mean, look at his face. He's so happy.
More rain?
Yes.
Say more rain.
Milan, he's really into it. He didn't want to come out.
No, I know. He's so excited. We are so surprised. You never know. Look at him go.
For KHMB Radio, I'm Peter Finch.
Peter Finch with part two of this week's double feature story of the week. For all of those that make our radio magazine segment possible, this is Jim Henderson thanking you for listening. And now, get ready to take your seat in the KHMB time machine. Destination, 1984. Host Cameron Palmer will take you there next on your hometown station, AM and FM, KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week has been brought to you by United American Bank, your friendly community bank. United American Bank, offering simply better banking in Half Moon Bay, San Mateo, and Redwood City. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
It's time to set sail in 2016 with Bay World Travel. Get set for some great group departures, starting with the Caribbean Yoga Theme Cruise, February 13th through the 20th. Or enjoy Majestic Morocco, March 10th through the 19th. The Taste of the Bordeaux Wine Theme River Cruise, April 8th through the 15th. Or Enchanting Rhine River Cruise, May 12th through the 19th. These are just a few of the 2016 exciting group departures from Bay World Travel at 726-7345. That's 726-7345. Updates on these and other group departures available on their website, bayworldtravel.com.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1984. This week, the KHMB Time Machine stops in August of 1984. Here's the stories making news on the Coastside. Checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review. Three fishermen cheat death at Moss Beach. Three sport fishermen swam to shore Saturday afternoon after their aluminum boat capsized 200 yards off Fitzgerald Marine Reserve. The three men were transported to St. Catherine's Hospital at Moss Beach, where they were treated for extreme hypothermia. And Gerald D. Para receives award for public service at the town hall meeting. Congressman Tom Lantos awarded Gerald Para the Congressional Public Service Award. Para has been active in affairs with the Boy Scouts, Our Lady of the Pillar Church, and the Half Moon Bay City Council, where he served as our mayor. Big crowd expected at the quarry reopening hearing. A decision in the battle of the El Granada Quarry will be made on Thursday afternoon. The proposed reopening of the El Granada Quarry has residents at odds. A decision should be coming soon from the San Mateo County Board of Supervisors. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. We get some incredible folks coming to our coast for many reasons. The most recent for us was a huge group of neighborhood people, a crowd from Emerald Hills, who do an annual door-to-shore walk. That's quite a long walk, and they were not all spring chickens either. They did the trek, and I was so pleased they landed at Cameron's Inn to recover and partake, and hydrate, of course. They epitomize what the American neighborhood should be. They hang together, support each other during hard times, plan fun outings during the good times, and just generally are there for each other no matter what. They have a limerick contest, complete with a trophy. Limericks are for the following in case you want to write one of your own. Five lines. The first one, two, and fifth lines are from 8 and 9 syllables, which rhyme with the third and fourth syllables, having only 5 to 7 syllables, which rhyme. I know, it sounds confusing. Try your luck and submit your entries to Cameron's Inn. The winner earns a drink of your choice. There once was a man from Nantucket. Well, you know what I mean. You get it. We hope to see you soon down at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. 1984. And the big technology news is the following. The release of the personal computer, PC. Apple releases the Macintosh computer. Following the boycott by the United States of the Moscow Olympics, the Soviets boycott the Los Angeles Olympics. Recession continues to be a problem in the United States, and 70 U.S. banks are failing this year. Indian Prime Minister Indira Gandhi is assassinated. An estimated 10 million people are facing starvation. An estimated 10 million people are facing starvation due to the famine in Ethiopia. And the United Kingdom and China agree Hong Kong will revert to China in 1997. A 1984 cost of living snapshot, average cost of a new house is $86,000 against an average annual income of $21,600. Buy a pound of apples for 43 cents and a pound of bacon for $1.69. A movie ticket is $2.50 and the gas to get to the show is $1.10 a gallon. Popular films include Ghostbusters, Indiana Jones, and The Temple of Doom, The Karate Kid, and The Terminator. On the small screen at home, people are watching Magnum P.I., Dynasty, Hill Street Blues, The A-Team, and Cheers. In popular music, this pop rock singer was born in Long Island, New York, and started his career in 1974. Now, 10 years later, he has a string of hits, including 3 gold records, and his hits just keep on coming. Here's Billy Joel with Uptown Girl. Another New Yorker, this one from Manhattan, is also enjoying success on the top 40 charts. Here's Matthew Wilder and the number 3 hit, Break My Stride.
need another girl like you.
I will tell her.
Never want another girl like you.
This is Cameron Palmer inviting you back next week for another ride in the time machine. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
This is Ed Daniels of the law firm Corey Luzage DiGataldi Nastari and Riddle. Our partners have a combined 100 years of experience concentrating on estate planning and administration, transactional matters, and litigation services. As a small-town firm with a national reputation, we actively support several community service organizations, including Senior Coastsiders, Rotary Club of Half Moon Bay, and InVision Shelter Network, to name a few. To learn more about our firm, visit us on the web at coreylaw.com. That's coreylaw.com. Or call us for a free consultation at 726-7578 for estate planning, trust, probate, and transactional matters, or 871-5666 for litigation matters. Thank you.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the Coastside. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I just read an interesting article about kitties that I'd like to share. Why do cats almost always land on their feet? You cringe as your acrobatic cat maneuvers through an open window and accidentally falls or jumps to freedom in the great outdoors, landing feet first. While it seems as if the cats almost always land on their feet, the truth is that they don't always land safely. Internal injuries can occur, and owners can sometimes overlook them. Most cats do land on their feet when they have had time to reorient themselves, says Andrea Johnson, DVM. A study backs her up. 90% of 132 cats seen at the Animal Medical Center in New York survived after falling from sometimes great heights. The most needed treatment, according to a study published in the Journal of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Cats in free fall immediately go about righting themselves in a race against the clock. It's as if the universal joint sat on the core of their bodies. The cats right themselves from front to back, righting the head and front feet, followed by the back feet. Pet Patrol continues in a minute, but first a reminder of what's new at Kibbles and Gifts and some great values that await your pets. Greeting cards by Dog Speak and Learn and Treat. We have a wide variety of cards that are designed to celebrate, console, or just say thanks. We have new toys for dogs and cats by Aussie Naturals. Made from eco-friendly, all-natural materials, these toys are durable and unique. Plus, each style has been tested and approved by rescue dogs. Kibbles and Gifts is located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Come in and browse the store. Kibbles and Gifts is a pet lover's paradise. Or you can visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com. We'd always love to hear from you. You could give us a call at 726-3700. Now, back to kitties landing on their feet. The late James Richard DVM, director of the Feline Health Center, explained the possible reason. Cats are able to rotate their supple spines more than many other animals and can twist their bodies to a much greater extent. Cats' vertebrae, the spools on a string-like bones in the back, are very flexibly connected and have especially elastic cushioning discs between them. This limber spine allows cats to perform their elegant and graceful acrobatic feats. Surviving a fall is one thing, but thriving is another if treatment isn't sought. That New York study found that 90% of cats studied suffered chest trauma. About 7 out of 10 cats had bruises in their lungs, resulting in their lung tissue being filled with blood and other fluids. Nearly as many had a collapsed lung, causing air to collect abnormally in the space between the lung and the chest wall. Some cats suffered facial trauma, broken limbs, and dental fractures, among other injuries. Nearly 4 in 10 needed emergency life-sustaining treatment. Only 30% of cats in this study didn't need treatment after a veterinary examination. So the myth of the cat landing safely on his feet is often just that, a myth. Oddly enough, falling from a second floor or lower stories isn't necessarily safer. Pets who fell from higher floors did better than those who fell from between 5 and 9 stories. Perhaps it's because cats falling from greater distances have more time to right themselves, says Dr. Joel Weltman. When cats fall from heights of at least 2 stories, it's called a high-rise syndrome, and it isn't unusual in an environment like New York City, says Dr. Johnston. The 132 cats studied in New York all arrived at the AMC clinic in a period of 5 months. Meanwhile, ASPCA.org notes that Berg Memorial Animal Hospital in New York sees about 3 to 5 high-rise syndrome cats a week in warmer months when people have windows open. If your cat suffers a fall, seek immediate attention. This is a case where you should always seek veterinary care, Dr. Johnston says, adding that injuries like bruises on the lungs may go unnoticed initially, but then become life-threatening in a matter of hours. To help ensure that your cat doesn't become a high-rise syndrome victim, follow these few simple tips. Don't let your cat out on the balcony. Keep windows securely closed. Install snug, sturdy window screens if you want open windows. Tightly wedge adjustable screens into the window frames. And don't rely on childproof window guards to protect pets. Cats can easily slip through them. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the coastside.
Mike and Ellen Harding invite you to explore, create, and discover the world of Odyssey. Some are calling it the Disneyland of the Coastside. Odyssey is an interactive retail shop and outdoor garden focused on science, nature, art products, and experiences. Odyssey Outside is their newest activity and adventure garden, hosting rotating events each weekend. The best way to understand the world of Odyssey is to visit their website, odyssey.com. That's ODDYSSEA.com. There you can see a welcome video which gives you a sense of the shop and outside areas. But there is nothing like the hands-on adventure of visiting Odyssey. They are located at 601 Main Street, right on the corner of Main and Miramontes. Phone them at 440-4555. Odyssey. Explore. Create. Discover.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Here's this week's guest host, Sue Pace.
Hello, neighbors and listeners on the web. Today I want to talk about recent research findings and some information on the news about soy supplements. Soy supplements have been promoted as a treatment for maintaining bone strength and relieving menopausal symptoms. In the findings from a long-term study, soy supplements were found to be not effective. The study, funded by the National Institutes of Health, was published recently in the Archives of Internal Medicine. The researchers evaluated about 250 women between the ages of 45 and 60, all of whom were menopausal. Now, at the study's start, they had bone density levels that were considered healthy. In this double-blind study, the research team randomly assigned half the volunteers to the placebo group and half to the soy group. The latter group took 200 milligrams a day of soy. After 2 years, the researchers tested the hip and spine, standard areas to screen for bone loss, to determine whether the soy had made a difference in bone density. It had not. They also looked at the women's reports of menopausal symptoms. At the beginning, about half the women reported menopausal symptoms. At the end of the study, the two groups showed no significant differences in any of the menopausal symptoms, except hot flashes. And what they found was that a significantly larger portion of participants in the soy group experienced more hot flashes compared to the control group.
My name is Susan Alvaro. I live in Half Moon Bay. I've been a coast sider since 1989. I started seeing Dr. Shepherd shortly after I moved to the coast. I was seeing a dentist in San Francisco for many, many years, and he retired. And I asked friends where they went, and people said, Dr. Shepherd. Oh, they're all wonderful. It's like a family. I go in there and say hi, and it's a small town. And I've known Carol and Ray for a long time. You know, our kids grew up in the same community. It's a great staff. I go in, of course, for regular appointments for dental hygiene with Donna. But when I've had other things, too, I broke a tooth one weekend. Dr. Shepherd and Carol were away, and I got a call back from Brian. And Brian saw me instantly because I had a broken tooth. And I got a call from Dr. Shepherd asking me, Ray Shepherd, asking me if it was okay if he turned me over to Brian because he was away. And I said, absolutely. And so Brian took care of me. So, yeah, I go in there for everything I need.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
So why was this research done on soy supplements, and what impact does it have on our health? Well, interest in soy supplements increased after the Women's Health Initiative study, which was completed in 2002. They found increased risk of health problems, such as cancers, strokes, and heart attacks, in women who took combination hormone therapy using estrogen and progesterone. So thereafter, soy was promoted as an alternative to estrogen, despite a lack of evidence that it's effective in providing benefits in these regards. However, now that the research has been done and the results were negative, the lead researcher concluded that she would not recommend women take soy for hot flash relief or for bone loss prevention. There was a commentary on this study that I think summarized the value of this study's results, and I'd like to read it. Dr. Deborah Grady, professor of medicine and epidemiology at the UC San Francisco, said that, quote, personally, I'd say we have spent enough time and effort on this, and to do more trials on soy doesn't seem to be an efficient way to spend money if we want to come up with better treatments for menopausal women. Many studies have looked at soy, and every time one has negative results, it seems that people say perhaps the dose was wrong, or perhaps the study was not long enough. But these results of this study are definitive, Grady said. This one is important because it was funded by the NIH, was long-term, and they gave a huge dose of soy. So the bottom line is, paying money to buy soy supplements doesn't make sense, unquote. Further information on this research study, the article can be found on the online version of the Archives of Internal Medicine. If you're currently taking soy supplements, I encourage you to learn more and have a discussion with your doctor. Until next time, here's to your good health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the coastside.
On the carousel.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, Good food and good times for the entire family.
Hi, this is Michael Kay with an encore edition of Coastside Carousel. Funding for Coastside Carousel is provided by Cameron Palmer and the people of Cameron's Restaurant Pub & Inn and now RV Park. Cameron's Restaurant Pub & Inn is located on Highway 1, just across from the fire station. It's a two-story building with big, bright red, double-decker London-style buses. The restaurant is in the tradition of an English pub, serving food and hearty drink. But make no mistake, Cameron's is a family-friendly style restaurant. With plenty of games for the kids, they even have outdoor dining for two- and four-legged creatures. Their motto tells it all. There are no strangers here, only friends who have not met. The website is cameronsinn.com. For today's encore performance, we are going to feature tenor saxophonist Nancy Wright. Love listening to her sound. Unlike so many contemporary artists today, she gets down low with her tenor sax, not all that funny altissimo stuff that you usually hear. We're going to start out with the title track, Moanin', by Bobby Timmons. Next up, an original by Nancy Wright, Bernie's Blues.
Thank you.
We're going to wrap up with another original by Nancy, JoJo.
Thank you.
Thank you again for listening to Coastside Carousel. You can always hear us on AM 1710, FM 100.9, or if you want to reach us, just email us at khmbradio@gmail.com, or you can call us at 726-1710. Before we wrap up today, though, I want to remind you of a very special event here this Sunday. American Legion Post 474 will host a benefit in memory of two members, Stephen Gale, who died, and Bob Resch, who was injured in a June 18th accident. From 1 to 6 p.m. on Sunday, August 23rd, at the Legion Building, located at 470 Capistrano Road in Princeton Harbor, there will be live music with three local bands. First, we'll have Stan Earhart, then the Wall of Blues, and finally, Johnny Z and the Camaros. Admission is free to the benefit on August 23rd, but tri-tip or chicken dinners will be available for $20. For more information, call 784-6067. Well, I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did. Until next time, this is your host, Michael Kay, keeping it real.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artist of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the AM 1710 Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.